May my Lord, who is four-handed, and whose beautifully decorated lotus face, with eyes as red as the rising sun, is smiling, kindly await me at the moment when I quit this material body. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Bhishma Dev knew well that Lord Krishna is the original Narayan. His worshipable deity was four-handed Narayan, but he knew that four-handed Narayan is a plenary expansion of Lord Krishna. Indirectly, he desired Lord Sri Krishna to manifest himself in his four-handed feature of Narayan. A Vaishnav is always humble in his behavior. Although it was 100% certain that Bhishma Dev was approaching Vaikuntha Dham just after leaving his material body, still, as a humble Vaishnav, he desired to see the beautiful face of the Lord, for after quitting the present body, he might not be in a position to see the Lord anymore. A Vaishnav is not puffed up, although the Lord guarantees his pure devotee entrance into his abode. Here Bhishma Dev says, "As long as I do not quit this body." This means that the great general would quit the body by his own will. He was not being forced by the laws of nature. He was so powerful that he could stay in his body as long as he desired. He got this benediction from his father. He desired that the Lord stay before him in his four-handed Narayan feature, so that he might concentrate upon him and thus be in trance in that meditation. Then his mind might be sanctified with thinking of the Lord. Thus he did not mind wherever he might go. A pure devotee is never anxious to go back to the kingdom of God. He entirely depends on the goodwill of the Lord. He is equally satisfied, even if the Lord desires him to go to hell. The only desire that a pure devotee entertains is that he may always be in rapt attention with thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord, regardless. Bhishma Dev wanted this much only, that his mind be absorbed in thinking of the Lord and that he pass away thus. That is the highest ambition of a pure devotee.